All right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we are. Today is Tuesday, May the 5th of 2020. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Olé.
How are you going to celebrate today?
I'm going to eat Mexican food.
Me too.
For lunch.
And dinner.
And dinner. Arriba.
I like the movements you're making with your arms. I wish people could see it.
Well, yeah, I feel like, you know, especially to get going early in the morning, we need to have big movements.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You typically have big... That ain't right,
no,
is it?
No. All right, moving right along.
All right. So hope you guys have had big movements this morning as well as you kick off the day with us.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, here's your COVID-19 coronavirus update worldwide. 3.6 million cases of coronavirus around the world. There have been 252,000 deaths. In the United States, we sit at 1.2 million cases of coronavirus. 69,925 people have died. And they're saying they believe that number is going to drastically go up. FEMA believes that number will go up on the daily. I saw some reports saying as many as 3,000 people a day, which is crazy. In Arkansas, we sit at 3,469 cases. And 80 people have passed away in the state of Arkansas. So the big news from Governor Asa Hutchinson was that places of worship will basically be allowed to open, but there's all kinds of restrictions, and they encourage people to continue online services. So they're basically saying that you're going to have to do 6-foot social distancing. Like, you can sit there with your family, but everybody else has to be 6 feet apart from, like, a family in that setting. Face coverings have to be worn at all times. No child care at church, and they also say no collection plate or shared books. So we also found out about large outdoor venues. They'll be allowed to reopen, and indoor venues like auditoriums, museums, arenas, bowling alleys, they can reopen on May the 18th. But the crazy thing about that is they're going to have restrictions as well, and they're going to limit the audience at the indoor venues to 50 or fewer people.
Wow.
And you have to be 6 feet of distance between family groups.
Imagine a movie theater.
Yeah, or like a bowling center or any of those types of places.
So many rules.
Like, how can you thrive in a situation where only 50 people can come in? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like, that's tough to be open and only have...
And for all the people working with all the new stipulations, having to learn everything.
Man. It's going to be stressful. And now you're caught up on what's trending with coronavirus and COVID-19.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 2009, and Rodney Adkins had the number one song in country music on this day.
It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet.
Oh, yeah.
It's a man on the moon and fireflies in June, a kid selling lemonade.
It's America.
It's cities and farms, it's open. America.
Rodney Adkins, It's America, number one on this day in 2009.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
So a member of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, a former member of the television show, checked into rehab and then checked out. So the story is Scott Disick, who is the father of Kourtney Kardashian's children. Well, he checked into rehab. They say that he's had an emotional issue since the loss of his parents. They died back in 2013 and 2014, okay? So he's had those issues, and he wanted to go in for help. He went into a facility in Colorado. Now, the story is that somehow the facility leaked a photo of Scott Disick.
Oh, yeah.
And once he realized that, you know, his privacy wasn't being kept, he immediately checked out. His sources and his people say this had nothing to do with drugs or alcohol. It was truly an emotional type of a deal. But Scott Disick had checked himself in and then checked out of rehab.
Got you gossip on the Tiger King. So since Netflix released this crazy popular documentary, people have been wanting more. And there's been so many rumors about making a movie about the series, about the life of Joe Exotic.
Yep.
Several names have been thrown around in the mix. Well, it looks like Nicolas Cage has just been set to play the Tiger King in an upcoming scripted series set to have 8 episodes. So it's called Joe Exotic, A Dark Journey into the World of a Man Gone Wild. And there's different script. It's a different are there several different scripted series being talked about. There's another one that's being talked about with Kate McKinnon starring as Carol Baskin, which would be perfect. But just letting you know, when the series comes out, I'll definitely be watching.
And I think it's perfect to cast.
I think he can pull it off, yeah.
Like the idea that I think he'd be awesome at it. Mm-hmm. And I would have never thought, hey, get Nicolas Cage.
Right.
That's good. You mentioned you were going to try to audition for the role of Carol Baskin.
Definitely. I'm really good at riding a bicycle. Yeah. So I'm going to grow my hair out and audition.
Best of luck on that.
Thanks.
Hey, and if you're a fan of Twilight, we have some good news. Because Stephenie Meyer, who's the author of Twilight, has revealed that there will be another book that comes out this year. On August the 4th, she will release a book called Midnight Sun. And the whole idea behind this is it's the story from the original books, but told through the eyes and perspective of Edward. So a little bit of a switch on the viewpoint of the story. But again, Midnight Sun, a Twilight book out on August the 4th. And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Cinco de Mayo.
Hey.
So, I'm pretty much guaranteed to have Mexican food for lunch and for dinner.
Done.
Like legit, right?
I mean, could we just do that every day?
Like, I think my grandmother loved Mexican food. That's the reason I love it so much, because she would always take me in Texas to a place called El Phoenix.
Didn't she used to order y'all drinks?
She would get me a virgin margarita.
Oh.
And she would get herself like a super grande.
I would have been one of those people sitting down a few tables from you, though, going, oh. Look at that woman. She just ordered him a huge margarita.
Right.
He's 8.
Can you do that now? Do you think anybody allows that?
Well, I think I would be worried about, even if it is a virgin drink, I'd be worried that what people would think.
I know that. So if it wasn't that, if she was like, no, you can't have your virgin margarita today, she would order me. This is embarrassing. And it just came back to my head. A Shirley Temple.
Why is that?
It's fitting, right?
Yes.
Here I am with my
Shirley Temple.
My frosted tips and my long hair and a Shirley Temple.
It is 100% fitting.
Get him a Shirley Temple.
Yes. What will you have?
Oh, that's a him?
Oh, but you have such pretty hair.
Man, if you ever want to know why I am the way I am, we can trace it all the way back to my youth. That explains it all.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I was talking to my mom last night.
That's sweet of you.
She wants a dog. So, she wants a little dog.
Are you going to give her one of yours?
I'd love to give her all three, as a matter of fact. You know how you have that debate? Like, why do we have dogs?
Uh-huh. I do. I have it every day, but then I'm happy.
I know. Because you can cuddle them and all that stuff. But there comes a moment where they've done something
bad.
And you're like, what do you bring to this house?
Yes.
I told Leslie, I said, we could just get you a plant if you want something to take care of.
I know.
They're not going to pee and you don't have to let them out and all that stuff. But it was kind of a neat conversation because we're just kind of catching up, right? I answered the phone when my mom called. I said, may the 4th be with you. And she said, that's annoying. And I said, what do you mean that's annoying? She's like, you said that all morning. I heard it.
Oh, she flat out was just telling you what it was like.
I said, what do you mean it's annoying? I said, it's a deal, Mom. Star
Wars.
I love
your mom.
She's like, yeah, but you said it all day. It's kind of obnoxious. I'm like, but Mom, people listen in different like increments, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, those of you who can listen to the whole show.
But she was listening to the whole show. So for her.
I said it a lot.
She was annoyed.
She was annoyed about it. She said, then I listened to the podcast and you were saying it again. I'm like, Mom, it's the same thing.
She sent me a couple of text messages too, talking about how annoying you are.
I guess.
How you've gotten more annoying as you've aged.
Yeah, that's basically what she was trying to tell me. It's like, that's real nice. She said, hey, I didn't realize the weather in Arkansas was so volatile. I'm like, Mom, this isn't typical.
Yeah.
Like what we've seen this year with multiple tornadoes and hail and storms isn't typical. I'm like, Mom, you lived in Texas.
Yeah.
In like the northeast part around Dallas Tyler. I'm like, you get the same types
not
of storms
far
we get.
From us.
Yeah, it's like, what, 6-7 hours, something like that?
Did she read about the hornets or something? Is she worried about the murder hornets?
Oh, I don't need to tell her about that. Oh, my gosh.
Just throw those in.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, I'm sending over some murder hornets today since I'm so annoying. So all day today, I'm just going to say Cinco de Mayo and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, me and my virgin margarita my grandmother used to get me.
Mm-hmm.
My Shirley Temple, if I wasn't allowed to have that. Those are all true stories. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
But man, Nana loved the Mexican food. We would love to go and have that. And again, El Phoenix still to me is like one of the greatest Mexican restaurants in the entire world. When I go to Texas, that is a definite must stop.
That sounds good.
Is El Phoenix.
It's kind of early.
You think so? Legitimately, if I had chips and salsa in my fridge, like restaurant style, I would eat that for breakfast.
Wow, really?
Would you not?
Maybe not for breakfast. I'd like it, but not for breakfast.
Have you ever had the eggs where they put the chorizo sausage in it?
No, but that sounds good.
I wonder if it is good. Is it called huevos?
You're not going to ask me anything about that.
I think it's huevos. I don't know. Quavos. No, it's probably not that.
That's a different sound.
Huevos.
Huevos or quavos.
Yeah, it's one of those. I think it's probably huevos, but it's like eggs with the chorizo and all that.
Maybe someone can help.
Yeah, I probably need some help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Finally, we agree on something, but happy Cinco de Mayo, and I'm going to set out today to get on my mom's nerves, so there you go. Glad you can hear me, Mom.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
There's a 27-year-old guy named Morty from Lakewood, New Jersey. And he went to Walmart a couple of days ago. Maybe he needed milk, bread, eggs, toilet paper. I don't know. But he repeatedly walked around the store mooning people. I mean, it's already stressful enough to be in the store these days, so people definitely didn't need this to worry about. I mean, could you imagine if you went to the store and you were just getting your items and you look over and someone just decided to moon you?
I don't know if I would think it was funny or if I'd be offended. I'm not really sure.
Right. Well, as he was mooning one of his victims, he was also recording their reactions on his phone. So it was just a matter of time someone called the police and they arrested him for lewdness. There's no word on why he felt this was a good time for a mooning spree. Maybe he was trying to make people feel better about their day or being quarantined or just giving them a laugh. I don't know.
So I guess you're not allowed to do that. That's not appropriate.
Yeah, you should probably stop that.
Oh, gosh. I apologize.
Right. Well, speaking of mooning people, did you hear about the three astronauts that flew to the moon?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, they couldn't land.
Uh-oh.
It was a full moon. More proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, happy National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Yes.
So shout out to all of the teachers
More
who work
ever.
So hard, man. And yeah, they're working hard right now, even though they're not in the classroom.
Correct.
And they're trying to get people graduated. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just tough.
It's a lot.
The teacher friends that I have that we've talked to are like, man, it's easier to teach in a classroom full of kids than it is to try to teach individually to different kids and parents and AMI packets and all of that.
Imagine having 20 kids on a Zoom call. So you look at your computer and you have 20 different small screens. And instead of being there in person where you can go, hey, Brandon, listen.
Yeah.
You're trying to keep their attention in other ways. It's a lot.
Yeah. So celebrating teachers today, National Teacher Appreciation Day. It's also National Asthma Day. So it's kind of a weird one to celebrate, but I was asthmatic as a kid.
Okay. So you are wanting to be celebrated
today.
Yes.
I used to have a breathing machine at home.
So now that April is over and we don't have your birthday anymore, you're going to go ahead and celebrate asthma.
Asthma. I'm going to make this asthma month. Because let me give you a hint, kids. If you don't want to have to do a lot of stuff in PE.
Don't you say it. I was a PE teacher. Don't you say it because it happens.
I was that guy.
There are grown people that will write notes
excusing
kids for things that you've never heard of. So
no, asthma is a good one though, because
it is a good one.
Can't
it's
run
very
the mile
general.
I have asthma. Can't play kickball, number one, because nobody would put me on their team, but I would blame asthma. I'm like, wait a minute, you don't really have to move a whole lot. Oh, it's asthma.
It's not cardio based at all. Your heart rate will not go up at all, but sure, you can sit down since you have asthma.
It's asthma. I basically sat out of PE for 3 years straight.
That's when your asthma was, quote, really bad.
Can you just grow out of asthma? Like,
yes.
I don't think
100%,
I have it.
You can.
I used to have it bad.
Not always, but there's some asthmas you can outgrow.
Because I would wheeze. And my mom, we actually had to go and buy a breathing machine. Like, I had that. And I'd have to sit there and breathe into the machine.
Did she have any nicknames for you?
What, Wheezy? That's so bad. Why did you make me do that? You set me up because you knew I would achieve the lowest common denominator joke.
True.
It's also Cinco de Mayo today. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Celebrate today. Find your favorite local Mexican restaurant. Maybe you celebrate with lunch and dinner.
Okay.
Because legit, I can eat Mexican food every meal.
It's good.
Never gets old to me. They're saying that today, because it is Cinco de Mayo, people have been stocking up on necessities to celebrate, including tequila.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me some flour tortillas.
No, they say for the past 4 weeks, the top-selling liquor in the country has been tequila. And it's up 54.2% from prior to the last 4 weeks. So, just a heads up, man. What?
Just saying the word kind of makes me sick.
But you have to have, a margarita, you have to have tequila.
No, I get it.
So, there you go. Hope you guys celebrate all of the things to celebrate today, including your favorite teachers, including your favorite asthmatics like me, and Cinco de Mayo today.
Much to celebrate.
Am I your favorite asthmatic?
Yes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
I hear
happy
you.
Birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthday sport today, Tuesday, May the 5th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Beverly Conrad of Stuttgart, who celebrates. Billy Reese of Jonesboro. Tracy Rudd from Imboden. Christy Floyd of Mulberry celebrates. Kevin Brand of Walnut Ridge. Maureen Stewart in Stuttgart. Mark Freer of Malvern has a birthday today. Gayla Smith of Jonesboro. Chloe Marshall of Jonesboro. Sabrina Bishop of Paragould celebrates.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Seth Henson from Jonesboro. Mark Alexander of Jonesboro. Gavin Lawrence of Jonesboro is 6. Happy birthday from your sister, Gabby. How sweet's that? Dimitri Cavazos of Jonesboro celebrates. Krista McLaughlin of Manila. Cole Sherman of Stuttgart. And we have Ruth Ann Blankenship of Casco celebrating a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Hannah Davis Jeter is 30. She's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model married to Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Chris Brown is 31 years old today.
Let's do some Chris Brown. What about the song that was used during Pam and Jim's wedding? On The Office. Who did that? Was that David?
Wasn't me.
That must be David. Let's try this one. But how do you expect me to live alone with just me? Cause my world revolves around you. It's so hard for me to breathe. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no back to Forever one more time. Chris Brown. Here comes Michael Scott. There's Meredith. There's Phyllis. There's Kevin with the toupee. Can you
and the Kleenex boxes on his feet.
All right. Chris Brown celebrates his birthday today.
The most recent guy to play Superman, Henry Cavill, is 37.
All right.
Vanessa Bryant, the wife of Kobe Bryant, is 38 today. Danielle Fishel is 39. Do you remember who that is?
That's Topanga.
Topanga from Boy Meets World. Tina Yothers is 47. That's Jennifer Keaton on Family Ties. Brian Williams is 61, the former NBC nightly news anchor. Kurt Loder is 75,
wow.
MTV news legend.
He was on Forever.
Yeah, he was.
MTV was such a big, influential part of my youth. And I don't know if kids watch it like they used to.
Yeah. God. And happy birthday today to Adele, who is 32 years old.
So many good Adele songs.
But I said fire to the rain. Watch it burn as I left your face. Let it burn while I cry. Cause I heard it screaming out your name.
birthday to Adele.
Hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call, you never seem to be home. Hello from the outside.
Adele celebrates today.
Never mind.
Happy birthday to Adele, who is 32 today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So like most high school students, Jason Aldean's 17-year-old daughter, Keely, is not going to get to go to prom this year.
Yeah.
So what Brittany did, of course, she's Jason Aldean's wife, which, by the way, we've met and we're best friends.
Yeah, I actually have a selfie with her on my Instagram. Yeah.
Right. Well, what she did, she posted an Instagram video explaining that this past weekend would have been her stepdaughter Keely's prom, and they didn't want her to miss out completely.
Right.
So they surprised her. They threw a prom for her at home. Now, I will say that they had the perfect backdrop because they are social distancing at a beach house.
Yeah.
So I will say that it's a little bit...
Wait a minute.
Yes.
So they have this ridiculous house in Nashville, and they have a beach house, too?
It's still being built, but yeah, right now they're social distancing in a beach house.
Oh, nice.
So her prom was probably better than it would have been if they would have had prom.
Yeah, no joke.
But anyway, they decorated, they dressed up, they danced, they ate. They just had a great time as a family. But it's good job on the Aldeans making it probably, like I said, better than her actual prom would have been. But you can see everything that they did to make her 2020 prom memorable. We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
All right, so Kane Brown wants your help in... basically getting Chris Young to release a song that they recorded together. So Kane sends out this tweet that says, blow up Chris Young music and tell him to release our feature so you can hear the rest of the song. Then he says, we all have famous friends. So it's Kane Brown and Chris Young teaming up for a song that's called Famous Friends. And this is what the little sneak peek sounds like.
My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row, I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
That sounds like a fun song. Again, it's Kane Brown and Chris Young, and Kane wants you to go and tweet at Chris Young Music to get him to release that song.
Dave Haywood and his wife Kelly are killing it with parody songs during the lockdown. So last week they sang Just Another Day in Quarantine, which was a spinoff of Phil Vassar's Just Another Day in Paradise. Well, now they have a song that's put a quarantine spin on Brad Paisley's We Danced. It's called We Zoomed. This time they've revamped it. This is what it sounds like.
Was empty. I was waiting on my team. Sam and Don and Nancy and the HR lady Jean. And then I realized I hadn't let anybody in. I didn't know the host had to click admit to begin. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in background selections. We had business to do, so I had to find the best Wi-Fi reception. And we zoomed out there on that Internet Explorer. This free account we must be done by 4. 'Cause 'cause my subscription I did not renew.
They're really funny.
It is really funny, but it's all about the struggles of setting up an office Zoom meeting. And he looks like Joe Exotic in the video because he has like this white bleach blonde hair. But we have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. It's really funny.
That's your country music news powered by Orville's Men's Store. You can shop them online and see what your wardrobe is missing. Shop right now. Orville'sMS.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Thanks for starting your day with us. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. So today is May the 5th. So essentially today, many of us will go out and we will find our favorite Mexican food.
Yes.
And we will eat it and eat it and eat it.
Chips, salsa, guacamole, cheese dip.
Okay, if you had to choose, you can only get one. Is it guac or cheese dip?
Cheese dip. I do love guac.
I know, I kind of lean a little bit guac-ish. I think so. Rice or beans?
Rice.
You ever get double rice?
Yes.
You like the beans?
Yes.
You ever take your chips through the beans?
Yes.
That's good, man. Enchiladas or tacos?
I'm going to say tacos.
Do you like fajitas or fajita nachos?
Fajitas.
See, I'll go fajita nachos because you get the cheese dip.
I like the flour tortillas.
Margaritas or straight shots of tequila?
I'm going to have to say margaritas. We all know that you're the straight shot kind of guy.
No, not on that. Uh-uh. Too many bad memories from back in the day. Actually, I don't remember much of any of it. We'll celebrate today. Enjoy your favorite Mexican food restaurant. Remember, there's lots of local people who are out there working, providing you that food, all of that, so you can support them today on Cinco de Mayo.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Thanks for listening this morning. Today is, there's so many things to celebrate. We've already talked about today is National Asthma Day. So I would like to celebrate with my fellow asthmatics.
You're upset that it's not your birthday month anymore, so you're just trying to find things to celebrate.
Celebrating asthma today.
It is my birthday month. But sure, we'll celebrate asthma today for you.
What's your birthday, the 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
That's the first time you've ever gotten it right.
Not because you told me last week. Oh. I'm just trying to go back into my memory bank. Okay, so we're celebrating asthmatics. I used to take prednisone and Slobid. Yeah.
And you also shared earlier this morning that you did breathing treatments.
I did breathing treatments. Yep. I think it was, I'm not going to say because I might name something that's not really in
medicine. Also shared that you had several notes that your mom wrote to get you out of PE because you had, quote, severe asthma.
Man, telling you, it was bad back then. I probably still have a little bit of it. So anyway, today is also Cinco de Mayo, so olé.
You were trying to think
of what I
of
know.
Any Spanish words that you know.
Well, I did Spanish because, like, in one of the grades, was it sixth or seventh grade? I think I had, like, you had to take a second language.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose Spanish, me and my friend Joe.
Joe is always in the story, man.
When me and Joe were together, we got in trouble. Mm-hmm. And because, like, Spanish class was another class where I was kind of cool. There weren't very many of them. But because me and Joe were funny and we would play pranks.
Such a prankster.
So one day there was a big classroom and there were two doors, a left door and a right door, right? So our teacher, and I can't remember her name, she put Joe out on one side and she put me out on the other. And there's like this long hallway and all the lockers and classes, right? So we're out there sitting in the hallway because we got in trouble because he was Jose and I was Bernardo.
I still remember my name too.
What was it?
I thought it would be funny instead of Alfonso to be Alfonza. So it was Alfonza.
So Bernardo was on one side. Jose decided to run down the hallway and come out onto my side where I was kicked out in the hall. And then I peeked the door open. I opened it up a little bit and me and him both stuck our head in and the whole class was laughing that we were out there together. We got in trouble for that.
Uh-huh.
So, and then he would, you know.
What was your final letter grade in Spanish?
Probably the lowest you can get.
An F?
I probably had a G. I was really bad at it because I didn't apply myself.
Oh.
So if I applied myself, I would have been better. But
well,
I remember.
I applied myself and I was still bad.
It was like, hola, ¿cómo está usted? Is that how are you?
Doing. I don't know.
Muy bien.
Bien. Gracias.
Was that, what's muy bien?
Very good.
Very good. Thank you. And then I knew my numbers.
Denada.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Yeah.
Siete, ocho, nueve.
I don't know if it's Nueve. DCA.
Nuevo Days.
I think it's
Once, Doce, Trece, Catorce, 15 Se, 16 Se.
I think that you might be bearing false information right now.
I was really bad at Spanish. But today, speaking of teachers, today is also Teacher Appreciation Day, National Teachers Day. You can see it termed many different ways on hashtags, but we're asking you on social media to salute your favorite teacher. Mm-hmm. Because we all had somebody who stood out as like our favorite.
Yeah.
And if I were to put you on the spot, and I know because your teachers can hear you, if I said, give me one, can you do that?
Oh my goodness. It would be my English teacher in the 10th grade. Her name was Miss Cooper.
Miss Cooper.
I hated English and she ended up making me enjoy it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to pick one teacher, I would pick Mrs. Fry, Ann Fry, 5th grade, Weatherford Elementary School, her first year of teaching. And my mother wrote a note to her.
Was it about your asthma?
Have you noticed the trend, my mother and her notes?
Yes.
But we were going to a camp in Oklahoma, and it was called Camp Goddard, right? And I had never slept away from home. And every time I would have sleepovers, I would fake that I was sick so I could go home. But I knew if I went to a camp that was like 4 hours away, I couldn't fake sick and go home. So Mrs. Fry and my mother had worked together passing notes back and forth to make sure I could be in Mrs. Fry's cabin. She was our cabin leader, and I felt safe with Mrs. Fry.
Aw, Miss Fry.
So, Mrs. Ann Fry, if you're out there, which I highly doubt, but if anybody knows her, she was from Iowa. I still remember all this stuff. It was her first year teaching, and I was one of the first ones because my mother, of course, wanted me to get there on the first day of school before everybody else.
Did you bring an apple and put it on her
sure
desk?
I did. I was the biggest loser of a kid ever. Every stereotype of the loser kid, that's me.
But look how you've turned out.
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're no longer allowed to talk about my mother because she has the radio on. So.
Oh, hey, Liz.
Yeah. So she said, well, you did have asthma. And that's what I was trying to tell you. It was a serious condition.
Liz, you're going to have to go back and listen to the podcast because he said a lot of things about you today. Oh, are we live?
Yeah, you're Hello? Not going to be live for much longer. No, all I said was that my mother told me I was annoying for talking about May the 4th be with you. And when I talked to her on the phone, I said, May the 4th be with you. And she said, that's annoying. Well, and it got on my nerves every time you said that. And you said it too much.
Well, it's good that your mom can be honest with you.
Yeah, she's going to critique the show now. Now that she's been on one time, she's an expert. Right? That's just the way my life goes, man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Let's go through this. One of the cool things about having your own radio show is that you get to say stuff. And really, when we turn the mics on, you don't really know what's going to happen.
That's
sometimes
correct.
That's good. Sometimes that's bad. But normally for our family and friends, it's bad.
It's a lot of pressure.
Why?
Because sometimes I accidentally tell you things just because we're friends and I think that you'll think it's funny. And then you force me to tell people on the radio.
Well, because our job, let's go ahead and pull the curtain back for a second, is to hopefully make people smile and laugh and talk about things that they can relate to or talk about things that is going to be like the water cooler talk of the day, like Cinco de Mayo today.
Yeah.
Or National Asthma Day or National Teachers Day.
Yes.
So you go into work or you go into your day already armed with that information, right? That's kind of our deal. So we get you ready for that. And also, we will do what I call, I've termed these the BSAs, mm-hmm. the Brandon Service Announcements. And the cool thing about this is it's kind of like, hey, if you go to the drive-thru, and for those of you who have heard this before, you're like, stop with the drive-thru. It's like Opie and the Bird. But the drive-thru, if there's two different drive-thru things, you get in the line and you wait until it wise off, right? You don't just drive in and bypass five cars. Mm-hmm. That's a BSA.
We've had several BSAs.
So we're about to issue another BSA, and this one is about fashion, because Kelly has showed me a video she took of her husband, and unfortunately, at some point, we don't realize what's cool and what's not cool, and I think he's hit that point.
I think he has, and he has this pair of jeans that probably should have been gone. Now, this is not just a pair of jeans that's like, there's some pair of jeans that can stand the test of time.
Yeah, like Levi's, Wrangler. American Eagle normal ones.
Right. They're kind of holy or whatever, and they're relaxed fit or what, and they just kind of flow with the times. But there's other styles and pairs of jeans that he has bought before that do not stand the test of time.
So I would assume, based on what I saw, those were probably pretty expensive jeans when he bought them. I would think they're probably almost $100.
Back in the day, and let me tell you, he's getting his money's worth.
So he's like me.
They're vintage now.
Okay, so how long ago do you think he bought those jeans?
Maybe, let's see.
10 years?
No, I would say maybe 12 or 13 years ago.
Oh, wow, so he hasn't changed in size in that long?
No, he hasn't. He's always kind of been the same size.
So he has these jeans, mm-hmm. and that when you see them now, they look dated. And
I've already told him a long time ago. I was like, I'm just letting you know, next time we go out, those are not allowed. And he kind of looked back at him like, why? And I was like, because those are the kind of jeans that we see on shows like The Tiger King.
Right, because, yes. It's like when I bought the fighter t-shirts when we first launched the country show.
Yes.
And I look back on those now, like, why was I wearing fighter t-shirts? I was chubby wearing a fighter shirt. That wasn't a good look.
Right. And he's so cute and I love him in jeans, but these particular jeans, I really thought that I had hidden or thrown. I really thought I put them in a bag to get rid of. I don't even think I was going to give them to somebody. I think I was going to throw them away.
You did not want anybody to have to wear these.
No,
did not want these on the rack at Goodwill.
No. So when he gets out of my car yesterday, I dropped him off at the karate school and he gets out of the car and I see him walk into the door and I'm like, I rolled down my window. I'm like, what are you doing? And he was on the phone. He had his headphones on in and he looked at me. And so I just started taking a video and he looked at me like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm sending it to Brandon and Leslie, showing them that you still have these jeans.
It's bad.
Yes. And but they're basically like, they're bedazzled, like the back pockets to have these like
rubies.
Like, I don't know if they're.
They look like rubies.
I don't think they're rubies.
Faux diamonds.
They're Swarovski crystal. What are those crystals called?
I'm not sure. That tequila's getting you today. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
I am not drinking tequila. I should be compared to what my husband was wearing. But.
Oh my gosh. He needs to know. And here, let's go ahead and issue it.
Oh no. Okay.
This is a BSA, a Brandon service announcement. And I use these as knowledge for yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm trying to help.
Yes.
These jeans that are very decorative on the back with the rubies and stones.
Decorative.
They're not cool anymore.
And when I asked him, he was like, the other ones weren't clean. And like, I do the laundry. All of his clean clothes were laying on the bed. So that is not an excuse.
I don't care if you paid $100 for these jeans or $400 for these jeans. They are dated. Get rid of them. If we walk into a store and we see really highly designed back pockets with jewels on them, we know they ain't new. They ain't new. They don't look trendy. There's your BSA. It's a Brandon service announcement.
Brandon said it, not me, Joey.
No, he knows karate. Kelly wrote the script. I just read it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Speaking of cool again. Kelly's husband's trying to look cool again in his jeans from...
No, that's the thing. He wasn't trying to look cool. He did not care.
You're telling me he bought those jeans in like 2008?
I'm telling you, they are old jeans, but they're not the cute old jeans. Because sometimes you have some old jeans, you're like, these are still cute. But these,
not so much. Mm-mm. Again, you're going to throw away. I want everybody. And if you have them, maybe you can go into the closet and take a photo holding up the jeans, right? These are the very decorative pockets with the jewels and all
studs,
that stuff.
Studs, jewels, all kinds of stuff like on the pockets.
Yeah, on the booty part.
The crosses on the pockets, like the plus signs. And
so let's make sure these haven't made a comeback, right? Because what if we're so out of tune that they've made a comeback and we don't know?
And he's the one that's really in fashion.
But even so.
Yeah.
If he bought them 12 years ago and they have the jewels.
It's the jewels, I think, dates it.
So BSA, today, we're trying to help. We're not trying to make fun. We're trying to help.
Yes.
You all are welcome to throw those away. Or at this point, you can donate those to Joey Perry because evidently he wants to wear them.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Olé!
Adios.
Again, I failed Spanish, but I'm trying. I'm doing my best. do know, and again, I've counted throughout the morning. That's Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Once, doce, trece, catorce.
Let's not.
15, 16.
I think sometimes you're not saying them correctly, so maybe you just shouldn't say them.
If you were sitting at a Mexican restaurant for lunch today, right? Would you want a soft taco or a hard taco?
I'm going to go with soft taco.
Would you want that to be chicken or beef?
I'm going to go with chicken today.
Really? Mm-hmm. I typically go with the beef.
Yeah, it's tasty.
So, you guys can celebrate today. I don't know about you, but I don't really need a reason to find a reason to go have Mexican food.
No.
But, I mean, we have a reason today.
Yeah.
So, go and get some food, curbside pickup from your favorite Mexican restaurant today, and celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Adios.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so let me go ahead and tell you that Kelly will be in trouble for what she just put on her Instagram story.
Yeah, because you made me.
I didn't make you do anything. If somebody told you to go jump off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge if I told you to?
Well, depends on who the person was.
I just recommended that you should post your husband's jeans and allow everybody else to weigh in, because we kind of railed on the idea that his jeans have rubies and all these different things on them.
And I had already asked him to get rid of these jeans. So when I saw them on him, he knew that I was going to call him out.
In public.
Yeah, that's like, true.
He wasn't going to mow the yard or put out mulch or something like that. He was going to work.
Correct.
And he has rubies on his jeans. So the question is, should he rock them or retire them? It's up on Kelly's Instagram story.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I told Kelly to choose any song that she could play to think about, you know, basically school and teachers and things like that. Today is National Teachers Day, and she chose this one.
Or that's the one you chose.
No.
You were just telling me about all the teachers you've had crushes on.
No, that's a lie. No, shout out to Mrs. Fry from Iowa, my fifth grade teacher, Weatherford Elementary School, mm-hmm. Plano, Texas. If anybody happens to know her, you can tell her she was my favorite.
Okay.
How old was I in fifth grade? 10? 11?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I still remember. I remember her first day of school. I was like one of her first students on her first day.
Aww.
Because my mom got me there early.
Mm-hmm.
We were there at 5:30. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
But she was my homeroom teacher.
Yeah.
You know, and I can still picture the classroom.
You felt safe with her.
Yeah. And then she was my roommate at Camp Goddard. Maybe not roommate. No, not that.
You saw how I looked at you.
Yeah, what do you call that?
Okay, yeah.
Cabin mate.
Okay.
No.
She was your counselor. Maybe like a camp counselor or a chaperone.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
She wasn't my roommate. Can't take that back. That's one of the things about live radio. Well, she was in the room with me, but no. There were like five other people.
Right. I get it.
I was so scared. So we're talking about teachers today. And we're celebrating teachers on mm-hmm. National Teachers Day. So what we're asking you to do is go to our social media and talk about your favorite teacher, mm-hmm. the one who you can remember still to this day. And if you can tag them on social media, how cool would that be?
We do have some good ones, too.
For these hardworking teachers who mm-hmm. do so much, to know that you as a former student still think of them and appreciate yeah. what they contributed to your life.
Just giving them a little shout.
Yeah, so Kelly was a former teacher, mm-hmm. and so far nobody's mentioned her.
A meanie. I will tell you what Paige Van Brook said. She said, Rhonda Smith, she taught history, sociology, and economics. Later, she became Hoxie Elementary principal. She was an amazing teacher and mentor. Oh,
that's really sweet.
There's some really good ones on here. Two of my favorite teachers from Pam Thomas, Cindy Shipman Thomas and Kennett, and Connor Thomas Davis at Jonesboro Kindergarten Center.
That's great.
So there's a lot of people that are being mentioned.
Well, and what parents have realized now, and we've even talked about this, is that most people, I think it was like something like 70% or more of parents now believe teachers deserve to make more money. Because now parents are having to teach at home, and they realize it's difficult.
Right. And just teaching your own kids, add about 28 more kids in the classroom and then teach the class.
Teach for 8 hours. And then you have to grade homework and do all that stuff. Because I always thought like a teacher's job kind of ended at 3 o'clock.
No, never.
It almost never ends. Because literally, like, the teacher goes to the store, and it's just like being a local personality.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
Because people stop him and talk to him, and they talk about the kids and former students and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
So today we want to celebrate your favorite teachers on National Teachers Day. The post is up on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. We appreciate you listening to us today. I'm so ready for Mexican food.
Sounds good. We've been talking about it since 5 o'clock this morning.
What is that one thing, the big bowl I ordered? Mocajate and mocajete.
What's in it?
Everything. It's like all the different meats together.
Like a burrito bowl?
And a little bit of cactus and vegetables. Oh, and the sauce over the top of it. Mocajate? Mocajete. I don't know what it's called.
I'm just going to go with chicken fajita, something I can say.
Oh, so you'll go with just chicken? You won't do the combination?
Mostly I like just chicken.
My grandmother, again, and I mentioned the restaurant we used to go to in Texas all the time. It was called El Phoenix. For anybody who's ever been in the Dallas area, or if you go to Dallas, you have to check out El Phoenix, right? Really good. But Nana, you know, she would always get her big margarita, and she would get the biggest one that they had, and she would give me the little virgin margarita. And then she would get the chips, right? And she would always ask for those little packets of butter, little square butter packets.
Right.
Do you remember those?
Yeah, but what did she use it for?
On her chips. Have you ever buttered a chip?
I guess I haven't.
It's like buttering bread, but crispy bread. It's so good. But I don't know if you can go to a Mexican restaurant and get those little squares of butter, because they were little individual squares of butter. And I just remember her with her knife, she would open the little wrapping, the foil wrapping, and she'd take that and she'd put like the whole glob of butter on a chip and go right in.
Really?
It's really good.
That does sound good.
So we'll have a big Mexican food lunch today. Kelly's buying if you guys want to join us.
Oh.
Cinco de Mayo. Olé.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Cinco de Mayo today. We're celebrating that. I'm thinking La Casa de la Fiesta for lunch. Come on now. And for dinner. Come on now.
Yes.
Bring it right now. Mm-hmm. If you're listening at La Casa de la Fiesta, I am hungry.
Yeah, get prepared.
Is it too early?
No.
Is like before 9:20 too early? Just checking on that. Hey, today's also National Teachers Day. We're honoring teachers and thinking about our favorite teachers on our social media. Mm-hmm. So that's up on the KFine Facebook page. And also, we are thinking about the graduating class of 2020.
Definitely so many graduates.
Yeah. And here's what's so crazy about the way coronavirus affected everybody. School's all of a sudden done. Prom done. Games done. Scores and testing done. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. Did that really just happen?
Yeah. And you wait for your senior year your whole life. There's so many things that are packed into that one year.
Yeah. So what we're going to do today and over the course of the next couple of weeks is look for the graduating class of 2020. What we want you to do is go to our website, which is kfine.com, post your senior picture. And then when you do that, everyone who posts their picture is eligible to win all kinds of different prizes. We have hundreds of dollars worth of prizes. So again, you've already taken the picture. Mm-hmm. You already have it on your phone or your computer.
Celebrate your child.
Yeah. Just go to the website.
kfine.com, kfin.com.
It's the graduating class of 2020, our senior salutes. From 1812 Pizza Company, House Industries, Emerald's Print Shop, Orville's Men's Store, Hotwired, and of course, all of us here at the big 1079 KFine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, we celebrate so much.
Lots of celebrating.
We celebrate our favorite teachers and we think back to the teachers who inspired us. I also accidentally said my teacher was my roommate at one point.
Yep, it was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. Mm-hmm. And I want to take that back, but it's on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So we talk about that on National Teachers Day. We also celebrated all of you asthmatics out there on National Asthma Day.
We made fun of my husband's jeans.
Oh, my gosh.
In front of everyone, and there's still a picture of them on my Instagram now, Kelly on KFIN.
Yep, go vote on that and let Kelly and Joey know that his jeans really do need to be retired. It was a BSA, a Brandon service announcement, that if your jeans have rubies or jewels on the back, they're probably outdated.
Crystals, studs.
Yeah, all that stuff. Now, if you have leather with studs on it, well, that's a different story. But
oh, my.
find out all about this stuff on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available everywhere you get your podcasts. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
The Voice is on tonight with a results show. Season finale of The Conners, Bless This Mess, Mixed-ish, Black-ish, and FBI Most Wanted. The series premiere of Turdy Works on True TV. This is...
Hang on.
I said it correctly. Turdy Works, T-I-R-D-Y, Turdy Works. It's a series about Mary Winchenbach, a woman who makes art out of moose poop.
Oh, my gosh.
Get you some of that. The stand-up special with Jerry Seinfeld, 23 Hours to Kill on Netflix. And tonight's schedule also includes The Flash, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, and For Life.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. We hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.